Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 760.
Today, J.R. asks,
about audiobooks. Can you talk about how you select the perfect narrator for you and your book? How do you balance getting big names that listeners will know versus your limited budget and the need for quicker production schedules? Bigger names have far less free slots to make books, so that is also a consideration.
Yeah, that is. Well, how I balance it is I don't get big names. I can't afford them, and I don't have the sales numbers to attract them on a royalty share basis, generally speaking, at least not yet. So the way I select perfect narrator for my books is that anything that I can do and do very well, I do. Those things I can't do, I set off to the side and I keep my ears open to see who has a voice that might fit. I actually attempted to do, say for example, Suave Rob, which is wonderfully performed by Dave Robison. I attempted to do Suave Rob, and I was just not happy with how I sounded doing that voice. It just didn't fit. I mean, he's like my spirit animal. I hear that voice in my head all the time. But my vision for Suave Rob had him being a little more brash than I can comfortably do in a sustained fashion on mic. And also had him having a little higher voice than I do. So my vision for Suave Rob was completely different than what I got. What I got was Dave Robison, and I picked him because it needed to be recorded for another publication, and they were looking for a voice, and they couldn't figure out how to do it, and I knew that Dave could at least do the sense of fun. And I figured, well, if I can't match anything else, and I don't know who could, Dave can match the sense of fun. And so that's how we picked Dave. And then I heard the performance, and it was better than everything I had in mind. I had actually someone kind of like halfway between Keanu Reeves and Dylan Baker in my head. And Dave took a completely different direction. Dave actually almost did Rob as a New Yorker. Now, I'd written him as an L.A. surfer. It's all through the language. But Dave took that L.A. surfer voice and gave it this weird little lower Manhattan twist, and it just worked perfect. Better than anything I could have imagined. So much better that it's because I heard his performance that I wrote the two sequels to Suave Rob, because I just had to hear more Dave reading Suave Rob. The way you find the perfect narrator is it's all a game of ear. In terms of the art, you just have to develop your ear for voices and performances, and I don't know any shortcut to that other than actually doing some directing or doing some acting or being involved somehow in the dramatic arts for a while. Local community theater, taking some classes at a university, editing radio dramas. There's a radio drama group on Facebook where everyone's always producing low-budget radio dramas. They're always looking for people willing to work for free. If you want to make your bones and learn how to hear a performance in the words on a page, you have to interact with performed words and while you're looking at the words on a page. Another way to do this is to get screenplays and then listen to a film while you're reading the script. Or even better yet, pick up radio drama scripts, which are harder to find, and listen to the radio drama while you're reading the script. I suppose you can do the same thing with audiobooks, and if it's a really well-performed audiobook that you like, that's actually not a bad way to do it, because you learn the relationship between what's going on the recording and what you're seeing on the page. You'll be able to see where the interpretive liberties have been taken, and whether those work for you or not. But you have to engage with the creative process where voice is concerned in order to have any prayer of having an ear for this kind of stuff. And you have to develop the ear if you're going to do casting. Otherwise, you need to, or at least I would recommend, you either pass it off to somebody or you make casting decisions solely on business grounds, i.e., do you know that the reader can do a good job, even if they may not be the perfect voice for your story? And can you afford them? And do they bring any listeners to the table? Those are the three big questions. Now, the way to get big names if you don't have a budget is to catch them on the way up. Get really familiar with the field of people who are really ambitious and doing a lot of books and trying to make their bones. And then if you like their performances, you can probably get them for a cheaper rate if you go really early on. You may even be able to get them for a royalty share. That's really the only way to do it, as far as I know. Either that or they just love your book and they happen to be a fan, and so they're willing to do it in order to help you out because they want to share your book with the world. That does happen, too. Less often, but it does happen. Genuinely, that's why Dave said yes to me. He wasn't a big name at the time. I don't think he's a big name now, but oh boy, is he a great voice actor with a long history in the business. Mostly advertising spots and that kind of thing. So, that's what I got for you. Pretty straightforward, but maybe a little more artsy-fartsy than you were expecting. Thank you for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.